Hi, I'm Kaylin Woolwine, and I'm a junior here and a member of East Shore's high school youth group. Throughout my life, I've been raised by people who, while maybe not considered religious in the typical sense, have been extremely attuned to spiritual values. Personally, I would like to believe that I myself am also spiritual. I believe in the principles of UUism, even if I can't always remember them off the top of my head. I believe that all health is interconnected. Mental, physical, spiritual, and I believe that helping people is the right thing to do. However, while I've thought about what to write for this, I realized that just speaking my beliefs isn't always enough. One of my main frustrations with the world right now is the public's ideal that sharing your ideas and thoughts and information is the only thing that changes things. And while, yes, it has definitely been proven that sharing information does help and can make a difference. It is also the action of individuals and communities that really end up shaping our world. I do not mean violence by this. I never want to promote violence, and personally, I don't think it helps anything whatsoever. I do mean acting, however, truly acting on our beliefs. If you're older and think it's up to the children now, or the teens, the young activists going out there and standing up for a change, you can also make a change, and definitely a positive one. Our beliefs that UUs speak of. We speak of how we believe in the inherent worth and dignity of every person, and I will admit it can be sometimes pretty hard to understand that and to put it into action. Personal prejudices based on first encounters with others, or even 100th encounters with others, can make it near impossible to see the change they are trying to make. Recently, I've had to deal with some people in my life who I've barely shared a happy moment with, who, in the years I've known them, I have always been in conflict with or some sort of disagreement. For years, I myself had pushed these people away, thinking that all they ever wanted to do was make me hurt. And even after I let go of the initial year in my life of just feeling angry, the feeling was still there. I couldn't see that they were trying to become better, and this year was really when I did start to realize that. Sure, I don't agree with them all the time, and sometimes they can get on my nerves, but they've improved leaps and bounds over who they used to be towards me. As a people in today's society, we tend to look at what is wrong with the world, and we attempt to make things right. And sometimes emotions get in the way of doing so calmly or without harsh reactions. There are so many people, especially online now, who go around just to make others feel like they're wrong. And being angry with those people, feeling hurt, being unhappy, that's completely valid. It is okay. I've been told that reacting is only making matters worse. It only gives them what they want. And for many children and teens learning how to navigate the world, that can definitely be misconstrued as something else. For me, I've found that I took it as feeling hurt and angry is the wrong thing. I've since moved away from that line of thinking, but for myself, it's still a work in progress. Being hurt, experiencing pain, isn't wrong. It's all right, and I'm beginning to accept that for myself. What we do is what matters the most. So today and every day, I implore you to go above and beyond what you normally would, even in this limited environment. If you go onto social media, comment on some people's posts there with some kind words. If you don't, text and call a loved one you haven't talked to in a while. A parent, a child, a nephew, a sibling, or even a friend. Tell them that you love them and miss them and have a conversation. Chances are they miss you too, and even when you can't go out and help people in the streets, you can help people by talking to them, letting them know you care. It can help lift the burden that some are feeling, and yeah, for me at least, I know that I've been reaching out to others, and when others have reached out to me, it makes all the difference in the world. So spread messages of joy and positivity through the world, because you never know who may need it most.
Thank you, Kaylin. My homily is actually my college essay, but it works here too. So I'm going to read it now. Radical has several definitions. Radicals in math are roots of a number. A radical plant springs directly from the root. And in linguistics, radicals represent the root form of words. Each definition of radical mentions a root. For me, the root of every person is their humanity. I identify with a faith that centers not around dogma, but rather value-based principles. The first principle explains the inherent worth and dignity of every person, represented through radical inclusivity. Remembering the importance of this value greatly affects how I move through the world. One particular example sticks out for me. The room at the regional youth conference was an open space, however, a closed circle of people were talking and laughing. Being my social self, I wanted in on this, but I didn't see a way to insert myself since they closed themselves off. I put my hands in my pockets and retreated to the people I came with. As my back was turned, I heard someone yell, "Robbie Wool!" I turned around and watched people move back and to the side to make room. I took my invitation to step in and tested the waters of these new people. I asked what the Robbie Rule meant, and they said, "A kid named Robbie created a rule to keep this space inclusive. The rule was to open your circle to new people, voices, and perspectives, as Robbie would have wanted." My emotions quickly shifted from fear of exclusion to confidence in myself and my ideas. As we continued talking, we made sure to leave room in our circle. Each time a new person joined in, we would back up a little more. As a member of the dominant culture, I am inherently included in American society. People who look at me are commonly represented in the media. Band-aids are made to match my skin color, and I do not worry that a rejection for a job is based on my race. As I became more aware of the lack of radical inclusivity in the world, I recognized that although I was not being excluded, my family had been excluded my whole life. I remember cutting out a heart, gluing it to a blue card, and crossing out the word father and Happy Father's Day, writing Baba in its place. It felt unfair that I had to change the project to fit my family. We always did projects for Mother's Day and Father's Day, but we never did anything for Baba's Day. I was too young to realize that my reality was not the norm, and Baba, the name I used for my mom's non-binary partner, was specific to my family. I felt separate and alone. I was the only person in my class with queer parents, and my teachers did not think about the effects of their heteronormative. I sometimes find it difficult to apply things I learned to my everyday life, but it is getting increasingly easier as I become increasingly authentic. I find myself standing in a group with my friends at school, and without noticing it, I move to make room for people to join, leaving an open space physically and mentally. Sometimes I catch myself closing the circle and then think Robbie Rule and move accordingly. Although I am often included, I know how it feels to be excluded, and I strive to ensure that I am not contributing to anyone else's exclusion. I plan to continue this practice every day of my life and learn more about how I can make the world a more accepting place that adheres to the Robbie Rule and acknowledges the root of everything.
Good morning, and my name is Amelie Heisey. I use she, her pronouns, and I am a graduating senior here at East Shore. When I agreed to write a homily for my last youth service, I had no idea what I was going to talk about or if I was going to even be able to find the time to write it. After our spring youth conference got canceled, I suddenly found myself with a lot more time and a plethora of inspiration. Con has had a bigger influence than I could have ever imagined it would in my life. And I have made lifelong friendships and learned more about myself each and every hour I spent at Camp Sisyphus. CON is a youth-led and planned conference, and they happen in youth communities all over the nation. People come from all over each district twice a year to connect and learn from each other. Ours takes place at a small camp called Camp Sisyphus in Randall, Washington. The campsite has no Wi-Fi and no cell connection, so basically no contact with the outside world unless there's an emergency. It is really a time to connect with the people around you and to deepen your spirituality. I attended my first youth conference in fall of 2017, and I never thought one group of people or one event would have so much impact in my life. Like every new congoer, I was very confused about what was happening. I was suddenly shoved into a group of random people with a lot of noise and activity going on around me. I was surrounded by new faces playing games of lap tag, brand new surroundings covered in lake-like puddles from the rain, and a lot of new information being thrown at me. Over the past 3 years, I have found myself leaning more and more into things that I used to be uncomfortable with. I found myself being one of the last ones to leave our worshipful spaces after worship, really thinking hard about questions surrounding our faith that were being given to me, but most importantly, really internalizing the con culture and bringing some of that culture back here to East Shore to our youth group, as well as to those outside of our faith. Con has also led me to greater heights leadership-wise. I have found myself serving the youth board and serving on staff for two cons as touch group leader and con chair, as well as working on staff for our UU summer events. These leadership positions have given me a chance to not only give back to the youth community, but especially when I was touch group coordinator, deepen my spirituality. At CON, we are huge on inclusivity. We promote it by using the Robbio rule. The Robbio rule came from the original Robbie rule, which means we always leave a space for Robbie in a group or circle. The Robbio rule basically expands on that and includes actively inviting people to a conversation and catching them up if they happen to come in during the middle of one as well. Inclusivity has been becoming a core value in my life. I have found myself subconsciously always leaving a space for Robbie when I am with others, not only in UU spaces, but everywhere in my life. CON has also helped me better understand my values in terms of race. Race caucusing is something that confused me in the beginning, but is now something I embrace and love. It has given me a community of empowering POCs to be around and a safe place to talk about the problems I face based off my race. When I was looking for words for this service, I really wanted to be intentional about the voices we are lifting up. Our faith is predominantly white, so there are a lot of words by white folks, and that's okay. But it also means that we have to work harder to find those voices of marginalized folks and lift them up. CON has helped me to realize that I need to be more inclusive of the voices I am lifting up, and I need to be more aware as well. Inclusivity has started to become the most important value in my life. And if it wasn't for CON, I don't think I would be aware of being as inclusive as I am today. CON has taught me a lot about life, the values I want to hold in life, but most importantly, has given me some of the best friendships I could have ever asked for. My CON friends are my second family, and they are the one group of people I can always rely on to love me at my lowest points in life and to always be there for me. These are friendships that last a lifetime, and I cannot be more thankful for the event that has brought me these friends. I know everything that I have learned at CON will be carried with me throughout my life after I graduate, because the community has had a bigger impact than I could have ever imagined. I know that I will carry these ideas and values with me through college as I attend Seattle University in the fall.